Those little meaningful things. The questionnaire. Answered by a little fetish. Woo! Okay, let's get started. How do you cross the street? Do you wait for green? Keep on the stripes? Okay, this is assuming that I'm stopping at a stoplight or like one of those street lights. I don't. I jaywalk. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there breaking the rules, but as long as the only rule that I really break in my life is jaywalking, I think we're okay. That and those stupid signs in the grocery store right now that tell you which way to go. No, I'm that rebel. I'm that rebel where it's like, I see you sign. I'm walking the other way. The opposite way of the sign. Right as you fall asleep, what do you think about? Well, that's kind of a loaded question. But the thing that I think about consistently the most, which actually helps me fall asleep, is I imagine a white feather, like a very snowy white, pearlescent, almost translucent kind of in a way. That's probably a bad word, way to explain that. Feather. Because when your eyes are closed, you see that darkness, and that feather, it sways back and forth really beautifully, slowly all the way down. And when it gets to the bottom, right as I'm falling asleep, it hits the water. And it kind of makes those little rings like a water droplet would. I don't know, it comforts me, helps me out. If you could have any snack right now, what would it be? Garlic bread? I really would like garlic bread, but I'd like to actually be able to eat it. How do you put on your shoes? Okay, I put on the left one first, and then the right. I'm the type of person where I can't tie my shoes. Well, I can tie my shoes, but let's just say if me and a 7-year-old were in a race to see who could tie their shoes faster, the 7-year-old would win. Therefore, none of my shoes have laces. When and how do you take showers? I have two different kind of showers. I have my everyday let's get clean shower, which we take in scalding hot water. Because I'm secretly a demon on the inside. No, that's a joke. That's a really poor joke. I don't know. I just take a shower. I clean myself. I don't know. Take a shower. Then I have my emotional showers where the water is still scalding hot. But you sit in the scalding hot water and you just sit there and you run that hot water tank out of water. And that's what I do to think, to process. And I know that's really bad and I'm killing the world. But if the world's gonna die a little bit for me to feel better, that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. Do you have any physical pain or annoyance? I'm a chronic migraine sufferer, so I do get pain a lot. I suppose that is physical pain. It feels like it's a lot more intense than that, though. I kind of always have some sort of head pain going on. The days where I'm not in any pain, I know something terrible is going to happen within the next few days. Do you hum or whistle melodies? If so, which and when? I can't whistle. I do hum. Usually if I start humming, I'm going to start dancing and I'm going to burst that song out. It's not going to be a hum anymore. The words are just going to go. How do you feel about eye contact? If it's in person and it's not during something sexual, I make eye contact a lot, and I actually like to keep and maintain eye contact because I find that that's a way that you can really tell what the person's thinking, how they're feeling, and it really tells you more about the person if you're really making eye contact and watching their face. Like, does that smile happen? Does that little twitch in the corner of their face happen when they say your name? That little smile, the little smirk. You know what I'm talking about. I want to see that. I want to see your eyes wrinkle as you smile at me. I want to see those eyes roll back if you burst into laughter. I want to see all that. So yeah, I like eye contact. During something sexual, I am the absolute worst at maintaining eye contact because I'm actually kind of really super shy. Not that that was too much information or anything. Who can touch you? Nobody. Well, that's an or an understatement. I don't enjoy being touched until I'm very comfortable with someone, but that takes a lot. And even when I'm fully comfortable with someone, because of the experiences that I have had in my life, it truly takes a lot. My dogs, which you just heard, they can touch me. They're allowed to touch me, but I don't really feel like... Well, I guess I said who. My dogs can touch me, okay? Who is your favorite person? My favorite person knows who they are. And I don't really feel comfortable calling them out in an audio because I like to maintain the immersion effect that I believe I have. I totally don't have it. You'd probably be able to pick me up in the lineup. But I don't want my personal life in my recordings very much.